This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Rick Martinez. He's a neighborhood activist. He's the chair of Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, you have an exciting project going on involving the famous caboose in Santa Fe.
The one there at the corner of St. Francis Drive and Cirrus Road.
Yeah.
The one where 20,000 cars or 30,000 cars a day drive through it a couple years back. Last year, actually, in October, I painted it. It was really an ugly sight, so we painted it. We put the Santa Fe on it and did the Zia sign on there and, you know, brightened it up and made it really, really nice.
And so what's the history of that caboose, and why is it there?
Santa Fe Southern had it there it's been there for as long as I've known, for years and years and years. And nobody's ever took care of it. I mean, they would just had parked there, and it was abandoned. And they had some designs there. I guess some people might remember they had these little dancers in front of it. And those started peeling off, and that looked terrible. And then I started looking around. And I went to the rail yard committee and the Rail Yard Art Committee and asked them about cleaning it up and painting it. So they didn't give me permission, so I went to the city and talked with the owner of the caboose, which is Santa Fe Southern, and the city. And we worked a deal out so we can paint it and make it a brighter intersection there. So we did that. That was a lot of fun. And then in June, I was told that the caboose was up for sale and that it was going to be sold. So I kind of was shocked about it. I thought, you know, it's been there for a long time. You know, maybe we can figure out a way to keep it there. So we worked out a deal so we can buy the caboose, and they were asking for $17,500 for it. So I was lucky enough to talk them down to $14,000 to keep it there. And the next couple of days later, I talked to the people from the newspaper, and they did a nice story on it. And we got a lot of nice press, and we raised all that money in pretty quick. Like, you know, we were able to purchase it. The fun thing about it was we had the Texas Historic Foundation who came in and it was going to match the funds, or it actually did match the funds of the $14,000. So we got $8,000 from them, $7,000 from them, which is really good. And we raised a lot of money left over so we can do landscaping and some other fun things around it. Because, you know, eventually the underpass from the Seca Trail is going to go right past it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you're having an event this coming Wednesday?
Yes, we're going to do a ribbon cutting. We're so excited about it because this is something we're giving back to the community. Keep Santa Fe Beautiful will own the caboose. We're going to lease it from the land around it from the city for 25 years. And hopefully anybody out there who can be around 25 years later on can make sure that the lease stays for a lot longer. So, you know, that's the excitement about it. But the biggest thing is that we were able to purchase it and able to keep it as current place location. And it's going to be fun. Like I say, it's a project that we worked on when for Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. When we see things around town that need really fixing up, and we try to go after and try to come up with a solution. And this is one of the solutions places that we thought would be nice.
Yeah, and it's a kind of historical, sort of quirky reminder of Santa Fe history.
It is, yes. And then the design we put the Zia symbol and wrote Santa Fe. It's not the original way the Santa Fe railroads usually do their sign, but we just thought that what would be fun. We did it on both sides. And we just thought having something there in that area there that symbolizes that an entrance coming into Santa Fe is really a perfect spot for it. That's why we were kind of worried when we heard it was going to be sold. That's why we jumped on it and went really hard to try and purchase it. And we did it. We were very successful at that. That was the best part.
So the ribbon cutting is this coming Wednesday?
It's Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the caboose. Then after, we're going to have refreshments over at La Choza for everybody that's there. So, you know,
Which is
right there. And La Choza was really happy enough to, you know, to help us, you know, put the event together and stuff like that. Because we really wanted to get it done because I'm not sure if everyone's familiar that underpass is going to get started. The construction on it is going to get started in December or January. So we wanted to make sure we get this ribbon cutting done and everything before the construction starts.
And ladies and gentlemen, anyone who hasn't been to La Choza, definitely got to check it out.
And
wonderful food, wonderful atmosphere. Rick Martinez is chair of Keep Santa Fe Beautiful. He's a neighborhood activist. Ribbon cutting this coming Wednesday at 2 in the afternoon on the corner of St. Francis and Cerrillos. Thank you so much for being with us here on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you for allowing the community to come and celebrate this thing too.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.